going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, the Birds got a W. Wasn't exactly the type of dub we were looking for, but it is a W, and that's important. Happens to be on the same day Washington loses, and that helps. But, man, oh, man, Eagles got a lot of issues. A lot of issues from the way they start to where the head coach conducts himself. I mean, there's just a lot to discuss. Now, look, the defense was really good. They should be against a bad Browns team, but they were. We'll break it all down with you. We'll do it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich, how are you, pal?
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The Australian $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 notes are all made out of plastic.
Are all made out of plastic. Well, that seems inefficient or costly or something.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's more efficient in their minds.
I don't know.
It's a plastic substance that they call polymer, but it's plastic and it's what their money's made out of.
Well, inefficiency seems to be a word that applies. Yes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to sports in Philadelphia. All right, so you know it's funny. I had a buddy telling me last week. He's like, "Man, Joe, you're just too negative lately." Seltzer, I swear to God, I watched that game and I said I want to come in here and be happy. I swear to God. All right, so I'm going to give you a ledger right out of the gate. So there's good news and there's bad news. And what I'm about to say won't encapsulate all of it, but it'll strike at the heart of a decent amount. So good news is that the Eagles got a win, and you got to stack wins in order to make the playoffs and win the division. And yesterday was, in fact, a step in the right direction. A.J. Brown is a stud and a star. A stud and a star. And he largely won the football game. Jalen Hurts did some really nice things as the game progressed. After obviously not a great start and one that had 5,000 people texting me about him, but the bottom line is he did pull it together, which was good. Defense played very well, and that was really good to say. Now, that's just some of the morsels on the good side. And by the way, we'll take your calls on all this at 215-592-9494. You know, the bad side I thought was really glaring. And I'll say this, John, and I'm going to go here. I was embarrassed as an Eagles fan. And I was embarrassed on two different fronts. And I think when I say I could probably insert the word we for most of us. So the first, obviously, we'll just go sequentially. The first, obviously, was such a lame win against such a bad team. I mean, you really played yesterday one of the worst teams in all professional sports in America. You take the four leagues, and then, you know, good luck trying to find five worse teams in that Browns team. So number one, it was the definition of another uninspiring, excuse me, win. And then number two, I mean, Sirianni's conduct. Once that game was essentially clinched, yelling at fans and then having the children at the press conference, Sirianni's conduct was an embarrassment, an absolute embarrassment. And it made me, as an Eagles fan, feel embarrassed. And I don't want to feel embarrassed by the head coach of the football team. That's how I felt. That's how I feel. Obviously, we'll take your calls at 215-592-9494. I mean, there's a lot to get into with all of this. John, the floor is yours.
I kept asking myself after the game, why does it feel like a loss? You know, what is going on here? And then it's just like the hits just keep coming.
Yeah.
You know, like gut punch after gut punch. Seeing that stuff on the sideline, the shenanigans, it's like, I want a professional, like an adult, like a guy who commands respect on that sideline amongst this team, amongst this group of men. Like, is that what we got? Is that what that is?
They got a very immature coach.
But once again,
a good person, but tremendously immature.
Okay, if that's what you want to call it, once again, the coaching part. Our situational football sucked. Hey, when was the last time we scored points in a two-minute situation at the end of a half? Joe, I've been lamenting this for 3 years. Why can't we score in a two-minute situation? You know what we did yesterday? Points were scored. There were seven for the other team because we got a field goal block because we couldn't get points on the board. That's a mess. And then after the game, our head coach is sitting up there in such a way – it didn't fit with my perception of the way that the game went. You know, yes, Jalen played better, and the receivers are incredible.
They are.
He was a receiver in college. Like, is that why he felt like the game went so swimmingly, apparently? Like, the way he portrayed it, the way he conducted himself after the game, it was like, you know, I needed more dissatisfaction from the head coach with the way that the game went. The game wasn't good enough. Yet he seemed so, you know, self-satisfied in a lot of ways. And the game was tied with less than 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. That's the Cleveland Browns. The game was tied with less than 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter against a team that's hapless. Just hapless.
That's right.
I didn't feel bouncy and you know, jaunty, like, no. Hey, let's hang out with the kids after. I did not feel that way.
Nobody did for that post game. No, nobody did. And you know, the biggest thing I think he needs to have in those moments is awareness. I mean, he can decide on his own the extent to which he wants to express the satisfaction to the media and to the fans by way of a press conference about his team's performance.
That was defiant. The way that
it was.
It was defiantly self-satisfied. Look at this. Hey, we won. That's it, guys.
I know.
I'm going to boil this down. Let's oversimplify everything and just say, hey, we won. And all that stuff that you think you see, don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, that too.
Don't worry about it. All that stuff you think is a problem. Hey, I'm the coach. I know better than you do and everyone else. Like, it's cool, man. What gives? It's not cool. And okay, there's so many things that are just crazy about the way that all worked out yesterday. There's so many things that don't make sense. Why are the kids there? Why are you swearing when the kids are there? Like, that seemed a little bit like loose.
Wasn't really a
curse,
but I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
The way you're talking, the way you're acting, it's just not in line with my expectations. As a fan, I need some things explained. And there's nothing explained because he seems so completely self-satisfied.
Yeah, it was so out of touch with reality. Look, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494, and we don't want to completely at all forget about the game. I mean, there was 60 minutes of football over 3 hours. It was a win. It was an ugly win. It was the exact type of win last week that I said I didn't want. You know, if you remember on Friday, and we didn't even talk about the Eagles till Friday, but I said on Friday, I didn't want another excuse me win. They got another excuse me win. I mean, they are a very average football team. You know, they may even be below average, but I'll call them average for now. Seltzer, I want to ask you a question, and this goes to everyone at 215-592-9494. Were you embarrassed as an Eagles fan yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. Like, I felt like I was even more embarrassed as the day went on. You know, I felt like I
agree.
Yeah, the Sirianni stuff. Just honestly, and forgetting like all the stuff after the game and him jawing with the fans and doing all the ridiculous stuff. Like, just the way this team came out to play after the bye week. I mean, we heard so much about this team in the bye and Jalen and Nick and have this amazing stuff and like self-scouting. Maybe like look a little different, see some new tweaks, some new whatever. Like, it looked exactly the same as it did 2 weeks ago. Like, I just, and the way they like just, I think the hallmark of a good team is a team that's ready to play every Sunday or every Monday or whatever it is. They show up and they're ready to play. They might not win every week, but they're freaking ready. This team is never ready. They're never ready.
Well, it's funny. I see it slightly different than that. I think they're just not that good. And I think it manifests in a team.
On top of that, they're not good, but then they're not ready on top of that.
You can say that, but I tend to think that the not being good part just manifests in them not looking ready. Look, I thought A.J. Brown saved their ass yesterday. I really did. I mean, there's a reason why I put him in the top three of Philly sports, you know, with Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler. I think they're the three best in Philly sports. It's just tough, man. I mean, we're not in the mood, obviously, given what happened with the Phils, given what's going on with Joel. you know, you want to feel a rousing sense of satisfaction and appreciation for a team. And look, it's not all bad. I mean, congratulations to Brandon Graham on 200 games. Congratulations on an impactful game by Brandon Graham in which he made some plays. And we'll talk to him about that tomorrow when he's in studio with us. But it was just, it was an ugly win. And it was one that I think had to leave after the game most people just shaking their head. And frankly, not just about the performance of the team and what kind of squad we got this year, but the conduct of the coach, which I really thought was, there's a lot of words I could apply.
Unbecoming?
Unbecoming is a kind word.
Yes.
Disgraceful is not.
Yes.